Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What have I done to deserve this?
Welcome back, Midday Show. Eagles fans having some fun yesterday with Jerry.
I don't think he knew he was being heckled.
You thought that was
like
sincere?
Listen to that, Kyle. Because he said, "Hey, I'm just gonna keep like he act like he was really like this the same cat."
I think you'd feel differently if you watched the video.
Okay, but still, this you know I don't know because this the same cat that had helicopter visits at the facility
during practice. Yeah.
During practice and was sliding people through the practice while they were actually practicing. So, like I don't know, dog. He might. I know what it looks like. But he might not see it.
Look,
that
there's. I mean, look. I think Jerry's kind of losing his marbles a little bit. There's like no way in my mind that he could be that oblivious to what's going on right there.
I don't know, dog. Yeah, I don't know.
You have got to be smoking something.
Yeah, it's not good for Jerry. Can we also hear from Micah Parsons yesterday, who had an interesting take on a game his team lost by 34 points? Here it was.
You look at their play. I mean, they have two big runs. And three good deep shots. Other than that, we made them earn it, and you take away the scoreboard. It was about five plays that decided this game. I mean, you hate to say that because it's a lot of football, but you know the two deep shots to Devontae Smith and the one to AJ Brown, and then also Devontae on that slant. You know, for the most part, we were making them earn it. 3 yards, 2 yards, fourth and ones. Which is good football for when you're playing a team like the Eagles, but the other side is that when you play in those big teams, we understand big plays is going to happen.
So yesterday, the Eagles outgained them by over 100 yards. They had more time of possession. They had 6.2 yards of play to 4.5 and four turnovers to none. But in Micah Parsons' world, Hugh, that was just a couple plays here.
Yeah, I think he's trying to spin it in a positive.
Coping?
He's
coping?
Yeah, doing a little bit of coping. Yeah. There were some plays that were, like early on, it looked like it was a little hairy. But as the game progressed, it was just like, wow. It was one of those games that you could have really went to bed probably early in the third quarter.
Yeah, as soon as they scored right when Pickett got hurt, the game was over.
Yeah.
I actually thought he made a really good point. If you take away nine of the Cowboys' losses, they're undefeated, 7-0.
Well, you know what? They're the best team in football. Just a couple plays here and there, and their whole season would be different. I mean,
because if you take away the record and the scoreboard, like the things that matter, they're great. Everything's good.
You know, sometimes that dog hunts if the game is like a 10-point game. You could be like, actually, it was a little closer. It's a play here really swung it, or even a 14-point game. When you lose by 34 and you get on the microphone and say, five plays determine this game, you sound silly, Micah. I mean, you got crushed. The game, you just said it. Everyone could have took a nap in the third quarter.
Yeah, I kind of take a nap.
You took a nap in the third quarter?
I was like, man, this ain't. Take a nap.
Like you fell asleep or you decided to go to the bed?
No, I went to bed. I got, like, after, like, because I was there. I stayed to the third quarter. So I'm listening. And again, heard Deb do her thing on the sideline. And after I got home, I'm like, dog. It was like 30-something to 7. I was like, do I really need to turn this game on?
Well, I'll be honest. As soon as Saquon came out after he got over 2,000, The game was on, but I was not really paying attention anymore. The game, like, it was in the hands of the backup. So let's go to Marple Mac in Malvern, and then we'll fire up the playoff machine in a few minutes here and tell you about the scenarios or who the Eagles are going to see in the first round here. Marple Mac, what's up, Marple?
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call. Belated Merry Christmas, guys.
You too, Marple Mac. What are you feeling today?
Well, you know, like I always, a man of my word, and words mean things. The last call, and it was scathing, because I'm amped up and I care about the team. Just as I told Kyle, you guys were talking, and then Kyle said, "Well, why doesn't he send a letter to the station?" Well, I did just that. I sent a package addressed to you, Douglas. I mailed it off Friday because the holidays, I thought it was the post office over where I live in Malvern is on Saturdays. It closes at 11:30. But because of the holidays, for some odd reason, I thought it was Saturday. Oh, I better hurry up and get over to the post office. Mm-hmm. And I got it out. I sent it. There's a tracking number on everything, and it's addressed to you, Douglas, care of Sports Talk Radio, yada, 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 fourth floor. So now there's no excuse.
Yeah, I'm going to go look for it during the break.
Wait a minute. What is it? You said a package.
It's a surprise, yeah. Hugh.
It's a Christmas gift.
Surprise.
You're not a surprise?
I don't like the way you said that, Kyle. Surprise.
Well, is it a letter, Marple Mac, or is it like a gift?
You said a package.
Well, yeah, it's a package. And I sent some of these packages to to the Eagles, and I sent one to another team, and that team responded, but I'm not saying who because it's irrelevant right now.
I would argue it's quite relevant, actually.
They just sent me a schedule. They weren't really serious about it, but at least they did respond, which is more than the Eagles have done when I've sent four, and now I think this is number five. So I thought, okay, Kyle made some sense. Why not send it to the station? And then maybe you, Douglas, can see that the pertinent people get it.
We're opening this live on the air next segment. If it's here. But he says it's here.
I'm going to let you open it.
They said it.
You have my permission.
It should be there by Monday.
All right, we'll check it out.
Okay, we'll see.
It is Monday.
I asked the lady at the front, the receptionist. I asked her if we got one.
Yeah. And
this
I
is
wanted
a thing
to talk
during
about,
the break.
I told Kyle I would address the Saquon thing. Remember, Joe, when you got into a dialogue with Jolovitz?
Of course. Jolly versus Jillia.
I thought you were going to cause that man a stroke. I mean, he was really – but I agree. They're not going to have a parade over his getting a record. And it's really not worth the effort. And I love Saquon's attitude. If it happens, it happens. But he doesn't want to risk getting hurt in a game like that. And, I mean, I think it could happen. I mean, he might bust a couple long runs like he did against Dallas and have it. And then they can pull him. But to put him in and leave him in there till he gets it, that's insanity.
Well, I mean, they could get it in the first half of the game here, Marple Mac, this common game.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He could bust off a couple runs, but to leave him in the whole, at least we agree on that, but to leave him in the whole game until he gets it, that's really playing, that's playing with C4, liquid oxygen, and you name God knows what else.
Yeah, you got to be smart about it. Yeah, they have to be smart. Yeah. And I'm not surprised they took him out yesterday after he got his 31st carry and he got to 2,000. You got to be smart about it. Let's try to get this in the first half. Get in, get out, and get everyone rested for next weekend, Marple Mac.
We agree. Hey, another thing. Mm-hmm. The very first Eagles game that I ever saw was when they beat the Bears under Ramil in 79. I went to it with my brother. I got tickets at the Navy Yard. So I'm waiting for the playoffs. And I guess I'll have to go to Dover to get tickets through morale, military, because I'm retired Navy. So I'm hope my brother Dale said he would come. He would try to come up from Tennessee to see the game with me. He went and saw every game. He had season tickets to the '66 team that went 9-5. When they played at Franklin Field. So just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Marple Mac, you have a great new year, and we can't wait to find this package and open up. Marple Mac, we appreciate the phone call. Now, the question is, what did you get?
I don't know.
You should be flattered.
You seem really nervous.
I know.
No, I'm just saying, Marple Mac barely speaks to me, and now he's sending me packages. I'm a little leery about that.
I'm guessing it's a book.
He's thinks you're a conduit to the Eagles.
That's why it's not addressed.
Yeah, his end game is to get this into the NovaCare. That's where he's been trying to send all this stuff.
So I'm going to let Joe open the package.
I'll open the package.
Fine. Yeah, might as well. You going to do it on air?
Yeah, of course I am. It's probably a book or letters. That's all. I mean,
I need it. And before we leave today, I need a parlay for some of these college games because I'm kind of busted. So I need a big win.
I mean, Kyle and I try to tell you when you were peacocking around here about your 8-leg parlay that the betting gods would get you.
I'm thinking, Joe. You know, we were talking about it this morning, and I know where I'm at before I say what I'm about to say. Mm. But I feel like Penn State might be on upset alert. I'm just saying. I know that might not be,
a lot of Penn State. Well, it's not going to make people happy.
Not at all. I'm just saying. I just feel like, mm. might be a little upset.
Okay.
Boy, I kind of like Boise State, man.
I'm not feeling that.
I mean, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to make anybody mad.
Then
I'm
you
just
also like SMU.
I'm not mad. I just disagree.
Joe, we ain't talking about last week.
Did you pick the Bears twice against the Lions?
Wait a minute. We ain't talking about last week when I was trying to figure out a big hitter, quitter. Like a parlay that was going to put me on the map. I kind of floated that one out there a little bit.
Just like those real pro gamblers looking for that big parlay to put him back over the top.
Some of Hugh's takes just need time, though. I mean, he was right about the Panthers eventually.
I don't know.
Bryce Young.
I just feel like Boise State poised. They might do some things.
They are an 11-point underdog. You get some pretty good
That's
odds
a good
on that.
Upset alert.
Man, I'm thinking I might take Boise State in that one.
Money line?
Yeah. Woo. I might take Boise State in the money line.
I don't know about that one. All right, TR and Winfield. What's up, TR?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's going on?
How you doing,
man?
TR?
Nothing, man. Look, Sirianni better not step in the way of that record, man. I want that record because Philadelphia, we the first of a lot of different things, and I want this record to be broken so nobody can ever break it. Because we have an opportunity to go past 101 yards.
That's right.
We got a chance to surpass it where they'll never be caught in the next 60 or 80 years. So, yeah, he needs to be playing. And furthermore, if I was the owner, I'm not going to be sitting them guys down just because it's going to happen because it's Super Bowl. Them guys' money sitting on the bench. I'm not going to have my money sitting on the bench. Because we go ahead and win, and when it's Super Bowl, that makes me more money. So he needs to play. Everybody needs to play. You know, maybe not Hurts because of the injury, but outside of that, everybody needs to play. And I feel as though these our backup quarterbacks, that's a testament to our coaching staff to get them guys to be able to come back, to be a backup. You know, backup plays, comes and plays really good like that. I love that. And he goes to Philadelphia first, though I'm going to keep. We got Hopkins. We beat my zone's record. The Sixers, what, we the first team to get a player ejected and then come back to the play again. I never saw that before. You know what I mean? We got the first Fresh Prince of Philadelphia of Bel Air straight out of Winfield. And Barkley going to beat this record, man. So, yeah, we want to be the first. We want to beat that, man. And I hope he doesn't do that to us, man. We want him to beat that record.
Let's go. Sure. Yeah, I just, if I'm Sirianni, I can't look at the team in the eyes and say you're sitting down. No, I can't do it.
And we're the birthplace of the United States. We're the first of everything, Philly.
Yeah, I like how he tied that in there.
You know,
I like how he tied the birthplace in there. Yeah. TR, it's all good.
Yeah, man. And I just want to hope Sirianni make the right decision for the fans, man. We need that. We need that record broken and so it can't be surpassed. You know what I'm saying? We got the Philly jersey. You know what I mean? With him being from Jersey and him playing in Philly, this is great for the whole, for everything.
We need it. You know what I need? I need Sirianni pregame speech on Sunday to reference that we're the birthplace of America, too. And we're number one in everything.
Yes.
And one more thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we ain't sing an anthem what's his name, Jerry Jones. We're from Philly. F. King in Philly. I wish we could have said that, sung it to him while he was there, man. That guy, his smug attitude. Yeah, I don't like. We should have just went on and started singing it.
I'm all for everyone yelling things at Jerry Jones and people taking videos of it. It's the best. TR, we appreciate you, man, and have a happy New Year. All right, let's grab this call, and then we'll do we'll rev up the playoff machine and talk about the scenarios for this weekend. We know it's going to be one of two teams coming here next week for the playoff game. But, Hugh, you put a call out for Giants fans.
Giants fans, tell me how you feel about Saquon and his success.
As he's about to break the rusher. Well, you got one here. Julio.
Julio.
What's up, Julio?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Real quick, I'm working, but I got to make this quick. I'm a big Giants fan. You can't say nothing about the Giants, but I will say this. I'm a big Saquon Barkley fan. And the thing about this, man, I do want him to break the record. I got nothing but love for him, but the big secret I got two big secrets. And I told him, I got a lot of brothers who are Eagle fans, and they've been beating me up because you guys have been doing great.
Mm-hmm.
But because of Saquon, I finally got a jersey, an Eagle jersey. I would never wear a jersey, Eagle jersey. But I did. I did. I got one, and I need an autograph from him. But the other secret is, when I was looking for a house, there were four houses I looked at. Three of them went down, and the one street that I live in says Eagle Way. I said to my friend, no way I'm going to get that. And I got the house. I was blessed with a house, which I love. And the other thing is, man, the secret, I was born in Philly, man. Born in Philly. Mom took me away from Philly, and I was raised in New York. That's the reason I'm a New York fan. But Saquon, yes, all the way. And Hughes, man, if you could get my number offline, man, I need this autographed jersey.
I can't. I don't know Saquon like that.
I'm just saying.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know him like that.
No, but you guys, listen, you guys are doing good. I hear you guys every day. I love it when you guys talk that nice trash, but, you know, it's great, man. You guys are good. You guys are good.
And well, we appreciate you, man. And we appreciate you. How about that, Hugh? You got a confession out of Julio here.
I'm saying it's probably a lot of Giants fans that are dealing with that and coming to the grips that, you know, the guy that they liked, he's having more success with our team than he had with the team that he was actually drafted by.
I think Julio also gave us an idea for a fun summer segment where callers could give us a secret about themselves, just unveil it right on the air.
Do we really want to do that, though?
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, we do. Give us your deepest, darkest secrets.
I mean, Julio offered up, too.
Boy, I tell you, we probably go. I can see us getting in trouble behind that.
Oh, I would be deathly afraid to hear Herb.
Oh, yeah, we must hand over the dump button for that one. Herb, you should have said that.
Man,
to the grave, buddy.
You know what's funny, though? I got a strange feeling tonight at the Players Lounge. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an exciting show. I don't know why.
Do we know who we have?
Was it Landon Dickerson, I think?
Well, you know what you need to do? I'm putting this on you.
What's that?
You need to get him on record that he's going to tell Sirianni we're playing
You know, if it's Landon tonight, then you know for a fact we're going to ask that question.
Do you know what scene is in my head? The scene in Rudy where they all go into the coach's office and they put their jerseys on the desk and they say, if he's not playing, we're not playing. If they all do that, Sirianni's got to play Saquon.
You know, I've never seen all of Rudy before. Never.
You can kind of guess the story.
He's on the practice squad.
Yeah, they let him play. He gets
you're
a mix.
5 foot nothing.
Yeah.
You're 100 and nothing. Yeah, I remember that part, but I never saw the movie
before. Very inspiring. By the way, speaking of Landon, did you see the picture of them all in the locker room after Saquon broke the record?
They're holding him?
Landon is picking up Saquon, who's like, what does he weigh, like 250 pounds?
230, 240.
And he's holding him like he's a small child.
Yeah, they held him up with the ease I can hold my 7-year-old daughter. Like, he's a huge, insane grown man. It's nuts. All right, can we rev up the playoff machine here and look ahead? There it is. I always like when we do this. We press those buttons and the playoff machine just revs up. All right, Hugh, this one's pretty simple. You ready for this? Here's the scenarios. Well, we're down to two. The NFC's field is not set. We're not going to know how this looks until Sunday night, Lions and Vikings, right? The winner will be the 1 seed. The loser's going to be the 5 seed and have to go on the road. Here's what we do know, though. The Eagles are officially the number 2 seed. Nothing's going to change that. They're the number 2 seed in the postseason. Now, who they play, well, that's still up in the air, and it's a matter of one or two teams. Ready for this? It's the Commanders or it's the Packers. And really, this is now about the Commanders. If the Commanders win on Sunday, they are heading to the 6th seed, and that means the Packers are the 7th seed. So if the Commanders beat the Cowboys, we get the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we get the Commanders, is if the Washington loses and Green Bay wins. So right now, Hugh, the more likely scenario is it's the Packers. The Packers are the most likely scenario now for the Eagles.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. They play well down the stretch, but I like the fact that we match up pretty well with them. I like that matchup. I would have rather had, I'm not going to lie though, I'd have rather had the Commodores though.
I would too.
Because of what has transpired in the last game with
Sirianni and Hurts.
The Sirianni Hurts thing and the fact that they were talking trash and, you know what I'm saying, all the good stuff. You never know, though. You might get a chance to see him later on down the line.
So I think the Commanders are, that's the team I would rather play than the Packers, but neither are, like we brought this up earlier with Ross. You know, a lot of times these 7 seeds, Kyle, have been like 9 and 8 teams. Neither are picnics. I mean, no. I think the Eagles will be favored to win either game. They should beat either team here, but it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, usually the way that the new playoff format's worked out is that the 2 versus 7 is like a blowout game. Like they have no shot. I think what one team has ever
last year's. Packers.
Oh, it was the Packers and the Cowboys. Okay, yeah, but I mean, usually they're just terrible games. that's not the case in this NFC playoff picture. I mean, there's no slouches, I don't think, in this postseason. Besides, if like the Falcons creep in, I also think the Bucs are seriously overrated too by a lot of people just because we're a little bit scared of how they played us in playoff pass. But there's no, but like, at least in terms of the first round, I'll take either Green Bay or Washington. It doesn't really matter to me. I think we'll beat either of them here.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens this weekend and how Washington and Green Bay play it. Now, if they both lose, we get the Packers. So the Packers are the most likely scenario. If Washington and the Packers both sit players and both lose this weekend, we get the Packers.
I'm not scared of Jordan Love right now.
I'm not scared either. But
I think he's so mid. I would.
He's better than mid.
I think he's played pretty mid this season.
He was playing. This past game was kind of weird. That game was weird yesterday, where they were getting blown out, then they came back late and make it interesting. But they didn't play well for three quarters of that game. Then they made it, you know, close in the fourth quarter. I'm looking at the playoff run the Eagles could have to go through here. They're gonna, if they get to the Super Bowl, they're really gonna earn this. I mean, they're gonna play a 12-win team in the first round. They may have to play the Vikings or the Lions in the second round, and then play the other one in the title game. It's a serious, serious road all the way through if they're going to get to the Super Bowl. Scott, King of Prussia. What's up, Scott? Scott going once, going twice.
Moment too big for Scott. It was too big.
It happens. It does. So let's go to talk to Tony in Langhorne. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Joe. What's going on? Hugh, what's going on?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Tony. What's up, buddy?
Hey, so before I get to my point, I got a quick thing that happened to me last week. So, Joe, I was getting my car serviced, and who should I run into?
Me.
But Joe Giglio.
I remember your name. Yeah, what's up? How you been? How long you have to stay there? I think I got out before you.
Yeah, I was there for a couple more hours. I was getting the inspection and the oil change.
Oh.
Joe, couldn't have been any nicer, man. Listen, Hugh, he had the swag, man. He had the AirPods. He had the bubble jacket. He was rocking it.
Yeah, he probably was in that. He was just trying to get through the day mode. He was just trying to get in and get out, Joe.
Well, it's one of those things. You bring the car in. Well, here's what it was, Tony. I had the option of, like, my wife and kids going to drop. We're going to take two cars and then go home, or they just send me and I have to wait.
Yeah, so you just waited.
Well, they sent me and I had to wait. Yes. So I was in hanging out.
They didn't want to go.
No, I was in hanging out mode.
It was really nice to meet you, man. You couldn't be nicer.
Oh, you got it, Tony. So what are you thinking here? Play Saquon?
Absolutely. And this might be the first time I've actually ever agreed with a take from Elliot Shore Parks, because he also thinks that we have to go for the record. Because we've been talking about it for weeks. It's like, if he's within 60 yards, you got to do it. If he's within 70 yards, you got to do it. Listen, he rushed for 150 in his sleep on Sunday. He basically was just running it down their throat, 10 here, 12 here. He really didn't have a big breakout run until the end. Like, you just kind of just run them down your throats until it's, you know, until they can't take it anymore. You could do that next week. And I'm really sick and tired of how people are saying, oh, he can get hurt. How A.J. Brown got hurt in week 18 last year. They weren't going to do anything. That was a team that was done. They were finished and they knew it. This is a completely different team. Anybody can get hurt any week of the season. Like Hugh says, any given Sunday, Saquon could have got hurt in week four, but he didn't. You got to play him, and you got to do it. And it's so within striking distance. I agree. They can get it done in the first half instead of, and that's your bye week right there.
Yeah, and you know what? And they don't have to play everyone. They could play the O-line. They could play Saquon, obviously, but they could sit a lot of defense. They could be strategic about this, Tony. Be smart. Get him in. Get him out. Get the record. Tony, man, we appreciate the phone call. And
appreciate
you. Nice meeting you on Saturday. Yeah,
good that they met you, Joe. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Tony's a nice guy. We met, and we were both waiting for our cars.
It's not that cool.
Why not? I enjoyed meeting Tony.
It is pretty cool that Joe's nice out in public.
Well, what am I going to not be nice?
Shut up. I mean, it's just funny because it's funny. I've noticed this, especially when I'm walking with Ike, because Ike's so, his demeanor is so bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people speak to him before they speak.
He's not.
I'm not. It's listen.
Yeah, I wouldn't call your personality bubbly when you first meet you.
First of all, when you meet me, I'm blind, so I'm probably squinting and looking. I'm mean mugging. Doesn't help that I'm blind. I'm a little blind. And I get told a lot of time I don't have the kind of persona where you feel like, you know, you can come up and meet me.
You know what I think would help with that?
What's that?
A fully green beard. I think it would make it.
I won the bet, won the bet.
Hold on. We needed, what, six from Dallas to really put? I mean, is this
seven.
Not back in play?
Seven. No. They're not going to make it. They're not going to make
what
average.
What if they shut out the Giants?
No, they're not going to make it.
Is that impossible?
No, we went
1.0 over.
1.0 over.
No, but
they got 7. We needed to hold them to 6.
So we needed 6 and then 0? Yeah. That was the only way? Yeah.
There.
But
so,
some people think the spirit of it should have started when we made it.
You know what's funny?
And in that case, we're well under 17.
Do you
for
know
a game.
What's funny? I'm sitting in the press box yesterday, and I know, like, after the Cowboys scored, I kind of took a sigh of relief.
You out loud in front
no,
of
I
people?
No, I didn't. But Ike was sitting with me, right? And he was like,
oh,
yeah.
He sees right through it.
He
yeah.
saw that. You know, I hate the fact that he knows me as well.
Everyone's on to you now.
And people start saying, you know what? You should just dye it green anyway for the show. And I'm like, what you mean for the show?
Yeah, no, they're right.
What does that mean?
They're right.
I'm not, like,
what do you mean for the show?
Do I look like a team player?
Yeah.
Do I look like I do that? Do I look like I'm a prostitute myself just because I won the bet and y'all want me to do it anyway?
Yeah.
No.
Here's the bottom line, though.
What?
You said for a year and a half, defense the luxury. Then they turned
and
out,
I was right.
No, you were wrong. And they turned out to be one of the top two or three defense
well.
In the league.
They played well.
There it is again. There's the way to just make it all seem like not that big of a deal.
That's the equivalent of saying little job.
Yeah, it is. Right, we have big fish to fry here. I have to go find this package from Marple Mac to open.
Let's go look for it.
And is this our final kiss the baby? I think it is.
Yeah, we'll all be. Everything will be locked in after next week.
Well, yeah,
it's our
stuck,
only chance
though.
To do it before.
Yeah. I'm in a bad spot.
Well, yeah, there's a little bit of an update here, and you and I, Hugh, can play this strategically to back Joe into a bit of a corner here.
You guys are unbelievable. All right, well, that was
yeah,
next.
We might as well.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop board midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.